Hey, everybody, this is Steli FT.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to deal with your employees' side projects.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So here's why I want to talk about this with you, Heaton. I got an email from somebody that was asking me, you know, he basically discovered, he has a small team of five people in a startup, and he discovered that one of his developers is working on a side project, on a little app on the side. And it's something that he didn't know about and kind of like just stumbled over it. And he was kind of conflicted about this. And I think that this is something that a lot of entrepreneurs go through, especially probably less experienced ones, where, you know, maybe you're a bit more, I don't know, afraid of the energy and time commitment and work that your employees put into your company versus potentially putting into their side projects or something that could turn into their own business one day. So, and I've gone through this, a journey of this of myself. I think when I first started as an entrepreneur, I was maybe not as cool with it, and I've become a lot more cool with it. And even like would hire people that had very prominent side projects and tell them that I would support them with them. And if in a couple of years that those side projects grew bigger, they could go on and do that full time. And that has happened successfully many times before. And I'm sure you have a bunch of good examples, bad examples. So I just thought it'd be a fascinating topic to talk about from a founder perspective. How should you think about the side projects of your employees? Good, bad, encourage it, discourage it. What's been your experience? What's kind of your take today on this topic?
There's two answers I have. I don't really have a take. I haven't experienced this a lot in my businesses. And when I talk to people about it, I think it's cultural. Is it accepted or a norm at the company you're at? Is the leadership, founders, whoever, are they encouraging it, okay with it? How do they view it? And then what do you want as a team member in a company too? And then there's a piece that's like, you know, so I guess there's more than two things, but like there's a piece where it's like legally, what are you allowed to do and not do based on the agreement you signed? And I think it's a topic that's definitely something where like I see a lot of people doing, or I see an increasing amount of people do freelancing on the side,
just because
they want to make more income, or they have a passion or something that's not coming out at work. And so myself as a sort of manager, there's a case-by-case basis in some ways. There's a way to think of this as something where as long as these things aren't competitive to the business, because I think that's a no-no. It's just not cool. It's just not cool, right? And you're still able to get your work done as well as you possibly can. There is a work-life harmony, work-life balance, your own personal happiness as a team member, and thus like your ability to contribute to the company that come into play here. So we have a designer, and he likes cars. He has a fixed up car, and he's part of a car club. And he sometimes on the weekend, he'll go, like they have a car meetup, like a big one, and he like helps organize it and stuff. Or he's like working on their website or working on their merchandise. It's a, you know, it's not like a side job. It's not like a side gig. It's not like freelancing. It's just something he does. It's a project, right? Mm-hmm. And it has nothing to do with work. So yeah, there's stuff like that. I've had a couple of designers. And again, I just mentioned designers because they're just the ones that end up having this. They have a personal site. They're making a bunch of icons for people and things like that. Like, not for people, just icon sets, and wanted to play around with it. So I wouldn't say I'm the type of person to encourage it. I also wouldn't say I'm the type of person to discourage it. I'm just the type of person that's like, you know, your priority should be your work when it comes to, you know, how you're making a living if you're going to work at a company. So there are very rare exceptions where they don't need to make a living, but they're willing to work at another company. Some people are like that, but usually they're working at a really large enterprise or a large company. So I look at it more like from my end on a case-by-case basis, and I look at it as some teams have this cultural thing where a lot of people have side projects. Other teams are way on the other end where nobody does. And there's, I think, folks in the middle. And then I think about it as like, what's the difference between a side project and a hobby? Because everyone probably has a hobby. I actually, on Twitter, someone asked me about hobbies and I'm like, I don't have a hobby. I think that's just a construct, but that's a whole different story. But a lot of people have hobbies or what they would call hobbies. Is that okay? Look, ultimately, we don't control anybody. They control themselves. So I look at it as, again, case by case. And when I look at it as other companies and team members, some of these things are required for certain people's happiness.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I think on this one, we're pretty much on the same page. For me, you know, as many times as we said this before, it depends, right? I think there's a few things that are important to consider, though. A, to me, there's a difference between a side hustle, a side project, or a, you know, a startup on the side, right? So the there are differences there. Side hustle to me is something that is like, or, you know, complementary income. So if you, so some people, especially like developers and designers, this is a good example. They might make a little bit of money here and there opportunistically in a way that's very easy for them to do. So maybe they were freelancing for many years before joining your company as a, let's say, designer. And then they still get approached by people that want design contracting work, right? Or freelance work. And they might just be recommending somebody else and taking a small commission, right, for that. Or taking on projects but giving somebody else to finish. But doing that very kind of inbound, very sporadically, maybe it's like 2 or 3 times a year, it just happens when it happens. It's very easy, light work, very little bit of income. It's just very opportunistic. That's very different from working on, from supplementing your income and being like, every weekend I'm doing freelance work that I'm proactively pitching and bidding for projects, and then I have to work and finish them on a deadline, and it's because I want to make more income and I can't make that income at my full-time job. That's a very those two things are very different in terms of the context around them versus doing a side project where it's like something that you start with the intention to do this on the side and grow it and eventually have hopes to do this full-time. Versus do this as a side project where the goal is really to learn a new language or learn a new tool set or create something that's small that just creates this kind of monthly income and runs on its own but never becomes really a big thing. It's just like getting something to generate, you know, a few $100 a month and playing with some new tools or doing some creative endeavor and then move on to another side project. There are people that are launching, you know, 5-6 side projects a year on the side. Those are very different things than somebody starting a side project with the hope and goal to turn it into a full company and something that's going to become their full-time job versus somebody doing another startup on the side where from day one, maybe they are co-founders and they are investors and, you know, they're having contractors and there's a whole team in place and they are, you know, they have tons of responsibility and pressure. Those, all these things are very, very different. And they all might work for your company and your startup. You might be totally cool with your employees doing that or one employee doing that or some of them. And they might all not work or some of them might work and some of them might not. I would always be concerned if people have to do a side job to create the income they want. That would be a big red flag to me. Like I would always try to figure out why can't we help this person create enough value in our business to make the entire income they want to make here versus having to do side jobs purely for the income. To me, you know, doing some side hustle here and there, just generating easy income with kind of creative ways or with like things that are inbound, that's just smart and healthy. There's no distraction. There's no long-term implications or conflicts there. Side projects, it depends what kind of a side project is. As you said, is it competitive or not? Is this also somebody that's disciplined? Like the person also matters. Some people can be very ethical and very responsible with their side project and they will do their job and do it amazingly. And they will allocate certain time in their free time to work on their side projects. And they will be kind of very, very disciplined and ethical about it. And some people get overly excited about their side project and it takes over their life and over their work. And instead of finishing the work you're paying them to finish, they use that time and that income to tinker around on their side project and do what's fun for them. And that's not fair, and that's not cool. And doing a whole another startup or doing something that's more involved that has, you know, a whole team in place and all other things, that rarely works out. That's just so demanding, and it has to be unfair to one or the other side. It either is going to be unfair for you, or it's going to be unfair for those other people in that other startup because the person's not putting in enough effort and time. I think the important thing, just to round up this episode on my end in terms of tips, I think the important thing is to be clear in terms of your expectations. I've heard this many, many times. There are companies oftentimes that will say, oh, we're totally cool with side projects and we totally encourage it and everybody should do one and we're totally for it. And because they feel like that gives them a positive image and that's the cool thing to do. But then when people actually work on that side project, people in the company get really upset. I heard this so many times of people like telling me, like I've had conversations with them, with employees and teammates that I would tell. And one person that I actually hired while he had left his last job to fully dedicate his energy to his side projects, I hired him and I told him that it would be for him specifically, we'd totally okay to keep working on his side projects and I will support him and try to help him grow them to a degree where he could do that full time. And he told me, you know what, my last boss told me the exact same thing. And then he wasn't cool and he was constantly like making comments and being passive aggressive and it just created this negative vibe. And then, you know,